invited to the broadcast of a new series of informal visits with America's popular young humorist, Steve Allen. On hand tonight, as usual, are Bobby Sherwood and his trio, and surprise guests you'll want to hear. So stick around and spend the eve with Steve. It might be last. And now, here's the star of our show, Steve Allen.
Welcome to the second night of the Zero Hour. Now let's roll around the room here and see what trouble we can cause. Let's get down here and talk to some of the people in the house. Hey, we have some servicemen here.
Meet
some of these guys. See where they're from. Where are you from?
Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm. Where are you stationed?
Camp Kilmer.
What do you do, precisely?
I'm a mess sergeant.
Don't mess around here. What exactly does that mean, mess sergeant? You mean you are a cook?
No, I just kind of walk around, see if everything goes all right.
You walk around and see that everything goes all right in the dining halls, is that it? In the mess, as we say? Mm-hmm. Why do they call that a mess, do you know?
Have you ever eaten army chow?
Very good answer, very good answer. Who are your buddies?
You want the name?
Well, serial numbers will do it, all right. Yeah, I'll take anything they've got.
Well, if Corporal Russo, he's the first cook.
What was that name?
Russo. And Sergeant Ventry. He's none other mess sergeant.
He's another mess sergeant? I see. And you are a cook, huh?
Ah, yes, I am.
Stand up just a second, would you, Corporal, so we can get at the microphone a little easier? What did you do in civilian life?
I used to be a dairy worker.
What did you do on the dairy?
Well, all kind of work. Run a bottle washer and all that.
You were a bottle washer, and the Army made you a cook, I think. Now let's meet the other mess sergeant over here. You want to stand up, Sergeant? Anybody you'd... What's they?
I hate to stand up with my G.I. brush cut.
Your G.I. what?
Brush cut.
Bruster?
Brush cut.
Oh, is that what they call it in the Army now? A brush cut? I see. Uh-huh. Well, I've heard of a poodle. That looks more like a Cocker Spaniel. What'd you say?
Is the show on now?
I don't know, now that you mention it. No, I'll tell you, I do remember one thing. They promised me that if we did a good show tonight, tomorrow night they'd turn on the transmitter. That's a hopeful sign. Well, would you like to ask me something, assuming we are on the air?
Yeah. Am I on all the television sets all over, too?
No, I'm afraid the only camera in the house is the brownie over here. Now, this is it's a kind of a funny invention. It's a new thing called radio. Now, it's coming back. It's like television, but the picture tube isn't working. You just look at that little round cloth screen again, like they used to in the... I think radio is going to make it, though. Well, we're getting around the country anyway, Sergeant. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to all the folks at home and my girlfriend, Joyce.
They're all rooming together, are they? Well, where's home, Sergeant?
Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
Let me see. You said Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and a lot of people screamed. Are you from Rhode Island, or have you had your wound socked, or what is the connection there? Why did they scream, you know?
This is the first time I've been on the air, and I guess fans already.
Well, Sergeant, you were a very good sport, and three of you. How about a hand for the Air Force here? What do you think? Thanks a lot. Now, I'll tell you, we'll bring out the first of our several celebrities here, and I'm sure you'll get a big kick out of meeting them. Got a big surprise for you. Here's a gal who is a good singer. There are a lot of good singers in the business, and this girl is one of them. But in addition to being a real fine singer, she is the cutest darn thing I've ever seen in my life. This is one of those times when I'm sorry we're not on television, but it doesn't hurt too much because the young lady is a very big record seller. You don't have to see her to enjoy her. It just helps a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, Teresa Brewer. Teresa, would you like to sit down for a few moments? You've been backstage for a while. I'm awfully grateful to you for coming in tonight and helping with the show. What's new with you these days?
Oh, nothing much.
Hmm?
Nothing much.
Really?
Really.
Does she have a cute little voice? Do you mind if I ask how old you are, Teresa?
No, 21.
21. And you are a wife and a mother, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. How many times a mother?
Twice.
My goodness. How old is the baby?
Well, the little baby's going to be 7 months.
There's no way to stop it, huh? That's fine. I bet he's 6 months now, isn't he?
I have two girls. There's no he yet.
Must be a he connected with this thing somewhere, I'll tell you that. What does your husband do for a living?
Well, he's in the contracting line.
Contracting line? He built houses, you mean?
No, roads.
Oh, I see. And when does he get out?
I don't know. Not that type.
Well, not that kind of road building, I see. Where is he? Where is his latest road? Maybe we can all go out and ride on it. Oh, listen, you can laugh, but some Sunday afternoon you may be driving around with the family, and just think how impressed they'll all be if you can kind of lean out and flick your cigar ash and say, Teresa Brewer's husband did this road, you know. It pays to keep these little facts filed away in your mind. Where is his latest road? I'm very serious.
Yeah, I don't know.
When did you see him last?
Right here.
Where is he? Let's get him out here. Have him bring his pick, too. I think it's kind of nice to meet the husbands or wives of folks that we know and love so well. Has anyone found him? Maybe he hit the road. The road hit him. What is his name, by the way?
Bill Monahan.
Bill Monahan. You are Mrs. Monahan. I see. I didn't know that. He left.
Oh, I hope he comes back for me. I hope he comes back for me.
Well, you poor little thing. Did he bring you here tonight?
Yes, he did.
I see. Well, we'll find out about this. I'll make a little investigation because I don't like to leave people, hanging with this sort of question. No, I'm serious. A lot of people won't get to sleep tonight wondering where this fella builds roads. Is he a New York man?
Yes, he is from the Bronx.
Oh, those roads, huh? I drove over those roads on Sunday, and let's you and I talk. Teresa, you want to get up here to our mic and honor us with a little number or two? What would you like to do?
Them their eyes.
She has them, too. You stand over there, and I'll take a walk way over here to the other end of the theater and sit down at the piano. Okay, I'll kick this thing off here, and we'll do them their eyes.
I fell in love with you first time I looked into them their eyes. You've got a certain little beauty, blood and red. Them their eyes, they make me happy. They make me blue. No, darling, whoops, I'm falling in a great big way for you. There, my heart is jumping, you just got it something with them their eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. I mean your eyes. Let's fight to lose their bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overbooked and them there's angel looking in them their eyes.
Thank you. She's wonderful. I'd love to listen to her sing for about 87 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, Renzo Cinzano, the Continental. Here he is. Renzo. This is Renzo, is it Cinzana?
No, Cesana.
Renzo Cesana, the Continental.
The Continental, yes. I'm very excited to be here.
When did the Continental character come into Renzo Cesana's life?
Just about when you left Los Angeles, I would say, no?
Mm-hmm.
May 1951. In Los Angeles, yes.
Mm-hmm. Renzo, are you, if I may speak frankly, are you personally a wolf?
Well, I like to think that I am anyway. I don't see anything wrong with a wolf. I think it's a wonderful American custom to whistle at women.
Do you, I know that in your role, let's say, as the Continental, you would whistle at a woman, but...
I really would, yes.
But do you personally whistle at women?
Yes, I try. I can't whistle as well as Americans do. but you see, I heard it said once that to a woman, wolves are like trains. She likes to hear them whistle even if she doesn't want to go anywhere.
Renzo, do you think that American women are right in complaining about their husbands not being romantic enough?
No, they are not right, not any more than European women. I think that women are very strange creatures. That is what makes them so fascinating. Let me put it this way. I think a woman would do almost anything to change a sweetheart into a husband. And then we complain because he acts like a husband and not like a sweetheart. Why did she marry him in the first place?
Very good question. Lorenzo, it's been a great kick to have you here tonight. And beyond that, I don't know what I can say except I can give you my sincere thanks. I hope you drop in again. Thank you so much. That's the way it is, huh? That about wraps it up. But we'll be back again if you care to join us. Bobby Sherwood and the group and some more surprise guests. You were a very wonderful audience here tonight. Give yourselves a nice round of applause, will you?
Enjoying a visit with America's popular young humorist, Steve Allen. Be back to spend the eve with Steve, Bobby Sherwood and his trio, and more guest stars on The Steve Allen Show.
Program came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.